NATO foreign ministers offered a show of unity in calling for the departure of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, but they ended their meeting in Berlin still apparently at odds over ways to add to their Libyan air operation. The leaders of the U.S., France, and Britain published a joint opinion piece in several newspapers Friday, saying a future with Mr. Gaddafi in power was unthinkable. They said NATO operations must continue so long as the Libyan leader remained in power to protect civilians and keep up the pressure against the Libyan regime. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen reacted to the letter at a final press conference Friday afternoon.
On the letter from President Obama, President Sarkozy, and Prime Minister Cameron, I think the letter reflects the unity of purpose and the determination of NATO allies, exactly the unity we expressed yesterday in our Libya statement.
But only half of the 28 NATO members are actively participating in the airstrikes. France and Britain, which have taken leading roles in the operation, are calling on other NATO members to do more. Following talks with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, British Foreign Secretary William Hague said the two saw eye to eye on what was required in the Libya campaign.
On the whole strategy going forward, on which other nations we would like to step up their efforts, and we're working together very closely on that.
For his part, French Defense Minister Gérard Longuet suggested a stronger UN resolution might be needed to stem the violence in Libya, although he appeared skeptical about the chances of getting one.
C'est un signal adressé à tous les Libyens. Il n'y aura pas d'avenir avec Gaddafi, que chacun prenne sa part de responsabilité.
In remarks to French television channel LCI, Longuet also said the statement by the three world leaders was a signal to Libyans there was no future with Gaddafi. But Russia, meanwhile, warned the alliance on Friday against excessive force and said NATO is going beyond the UN mandate to protect citizens. NATO ministers also discussed Afghanistan and held meetings with counterparts from Russia, Georgia, and Ukraine. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.